I suppose yesterday was an extremely tough day.
Yeah.
Where I was blocked in from my driveway in Castledargan by one of the candidates and one of the candidates' campaign team. I think that was extremely disappointing. That's not part of our democratic process, where my own father in a vehicle and myself was blocked in, couldn't move. From a lady that stood in front of the vehicles roaring and shouting abuse. I posted a video online to negatively affect me and my team and campaign on Poland Day. That's not acceptable. And I will be dealing with that in another system. And that was completely manufactured to affect my vote in a negative way. And I would say to that campaign and that campaign team that they'd be much better going to the doors instead of going around pushing videos up into people's faces. What happened to the Taoiseach a week before on a canvas in Westport is absolutely unacceptable. And it's up to the Minister for Justice to deal with this via emergency legislation or else via amendment of existing legislation. But cameras going into politicians and public representatives' faces and members of An Garda Síochána is absolutely unacceptable. It has to be dealt with under law and legislation as soon as is possible because it's out of hand. You cannot block. Yesterday I was blocked in my driveway in Castledargan, where I live, prevented from leaving, visiting polling booths. That is not acceptable, and we should never allow our democratic processes to be undermined by a small minority of people who do nothing, who never have engaged in any community development or community work and know nothing better but to shout and roar abuse, intimidate people and harass people. It's what happened to me and my father, and that I'd be dealing with that under separate
cover.
All right,
cover. Well, we didn't mention that all day. We've got a number of texts about it, and I know those videos were doing the rounds last night. I know a lot of people got them. We haven't mentioned it, and we've been asked about it. And aside from the fact that you say it's unacceptable and you'll be dealing with it, the people who put the video up thought they were making a legitimate case for Fine Gael rigging the election, as they saw it.
Yeah, that's the absolute hypocrisy. These are people that don't even go to the doors, don't canvass, making false allegations, illegitimate, wrong, misguided, to negatively affect my vote yesterday. But the answer was in the ballot box, 20% of the first preference vote compared to 1% of the vote. The people answered the question very clearly yesterday. And to address the question directly, I live in Castledargan Estate, have done so for quite some time. There are a number of Ukrainians, my neighbours, 18 of them registered to vote, 17 of them voted. They're there over 2 years. They're residents, and people of Ukraine had the entitlement to vote. That was a decision made by government, not by Sligo County Council. And that was a decision that happened all over the country. Ukrainians could vote if they wished to vote. They registered willingly by themselves on the canvas. So as every candidate goes to doors in houses, people choose to register. And 18 registered of probably 90 that's residing in the resort. 18. What was portrayed yesterday online was shambolic, wrong, untruthful, distasteful, and integrity costs nothing. And unfortunately, these people wouldn't know a shovel from a brush. That's the problem.